Thank you all for coming out this Sunday evening in Spanish Fork, Utah. Thanks to those who download these talks as podcasts from iTunes. We invite your comments, correspondence, and feedback by emails at utahchristians@gmail.com. We also have a membership class at our website, utahchristians.org. I'd like to thank those that have taken the membership class, become members. We couldn't do what we do without your help and support. Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Agnati Mirandasya Agarangana Salakya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tajmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutade Swayamrupa Karamayam Dadati Swapanantikam. Our topic today has a lot to do with getting over our fears. Many people who come to Spanish Fork are coming for the first time. It tends to be a little stiffer crowd than up in Salt Lake City, where we have a whole bunch of regulars, and so I like to soften you up with something funny first. Is that okay? This has to do with a fear of flying. A flight attendant noticed a passenger clutching the arms of his chair until his knuckles turned white. "Are you nervous?" she asked. "I'm petrified," said the man. "I don't travel well in the best of times, but lately I understand," the attendant said. "You must develop a sense of balance and reality about such things. Some say, if it's your time, it's your time. There's nothing you can do." "I know," said the man, "but I feel better on the train." "The train?" said the attendant. "Did you read about the train the other day going through Death Valley? A clear, hot day, miles of visibility, nothing near the track for miles, and then boom! The train exploded and all was lost." "Heaven," said the man, "what happened?" The attendant said, "A plane fell on it." Oh. Our topic today is release your gifts. Krishna, God, has hidden talents, abilities, and gifts inside each and every one of us. He's given us yearnings, dreams, goals that are unique to you. You have things to offer that nobody else can. But it's easy to let fear hold us back. Fear of failure, fear of what people will think, fear of the unknown. What if I try and it doesn't happen? What if I don't have the talent after all? What if people make fun of me? Too often we let the what ifs talk us out of our destiny. Many people are laden, pregnant, you might say, with hidden dreams, hidden talent, hidden potential. They have in them books, they have in them songs, they have in them businesses, they have in them ministries, they have in them leadership skills, but they're taking themselves out of the game, discounting themselves by comparing themselves to friends, recalling mistakes they may have made in the past, the times that they were embarrassed. Our message today is very simple. Quit hiding what God has given you. Don't light a candle and then hide it under a bush. When Krishna or God breathes his life into you, he lit your candle. He created you to shine, to make a difference. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In the Bhagavad Gita 10th chapter 11th verse, it says, "With the presence of Krishna, who is like the sun, the ignorance of darkness and fear is at once dissipated." Don't let fear talk you out of your dreams. You can't play it safe your whole life and become who you were created to be. Here's the poet John Milton on courage. "I cannot praise a fugitive and cloistered virtue, unexercised and hidden, that never sallies out to see the light of day, but slinks out of the race and never attempts with dust and heat to capture the winner's garland." On purpose, Krishna will put you into situations that look too big, overwhelming. That's because Krishna, God, knows what's in you. He knows what you're capable of. After all, he created you. Now, don't be tempted to shrink back, play it safe, and hide your gift. If you'll take that step of faith, Krishna or God will step in and help you do what you couldn't do on your own. Here's the key. You can't wait until the fear goes away and then do it. When I get my courage up, then I'll teach that class. When I get my courage up, then I'll start that business. When I get that courage up, then I'll ask that girl to go out on a date with me. The fear is not going to go away. You're going to have to do it in spite of the fear. And that's what faith is all about. I feel afraid, but fear is not going to control my life. I'm going to take a step of faith. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Story. One night at a circus, the tent was packed with hundreds of people. It was time for the tiger trainer to come out and perform. He bowed to the audience and then went inside the cage. A hush drifted over the audience as the door was locked behind him. The trainer skillfully put the tigers through their paces. Suddenly there was a loud pop, followed by a complete blackout of power. For several long minutes, the trainer was trapped in the cage with the tigers in total darkness. The trainer knew the tigers could see him with their powerful night vision, but he couldn't see them. All he had was a whip and a small chair to protect himself from a half a dozen 500-pound Bengal tigers. Finally, after some time, the lights came back on, and the trainer finished his performance. Everyone was amazed that he hadn't been attacked by the tigers. They had been full of fear on his behalf in the darkness. After his performance, the trainer was interviewed by a local television reporter. He admitted how scared he was, but during the blackout, he realized that the tigers did not know that he couldn't see them. He just kept cracking his whip and talking to them as if he could see in the dark as well as they could. He faked it until he made it, until the lights came back on. What do we learn from this? No matter how dark it looks, no matter how desperate the situation seems, we need to act in faith instead of fear. In other words, faith it till you make it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nobody who has ever done anything significant in life has ever done it without fear. They felt the fear, but they were guided by the faith. Those are people we can really admire, aren't they? People who are scared to death and still do what needs to be done. One such person was Marshal Ney, a captain in Napoleon's army. Napoleon often referred to Marshal Ney as the bravest man he had ever known. Yet the captain's knees trembled so badly one morning before a battle that he could barely get up on his horse. When he was finally in his saddle, he looked at his knees and said with disgust, "Shake away, knees. You would shake a lot worse than that if you actually knew where I'm going to take you today." Each and every one of you, without exception, have talents and gifts of which you may be unaware. I first became attracted to Krishna consciousness in Australia in 1970 when I met a devotee named Upendra. Upendra was a gifted speaker. I came to the temple two or three times a week just to hear him talk. One day he asked me to drive him to the airport. He was going to Fiji to start a new temple. I asked him, "When you're gone in Fiji, who's going to give the talks from now on?" He said, "You will." I'd only talked in public one or two times before in my life. I had no idea that there was public speaking within me. I didn't know if I could do it. I didn't know if I could think of things to say, if people would be interested. I didn't know if people would like me. But some moments are destiny moments. Now or never. You either take that step of faith or that moment will never pass you by again. It so happened that for the next 5 years, from 1970 to 1975, I gave a one-hour morning class every single day. On top of that, I spoke in colleges and high schools, and I often was called to do radio and TV interviews as well. I wish I could tell you at that time I was confident, full of faith, poised to jump in, but I wasn't. I felt unqualified, inadequate. And sometimes when you're close to realizing your gift, you'll feel fear more strongly than ever. And that's Maya, the enemy. trying to keep you off balance and keep your talents and gifts hidden. She doesn't want you to shine. She'll work overtime to convince you to shrink back, to play it safe, to stay in the boat. But that's when you're going to have the boldness to go out and do it in spite of the fear. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Well, what if I fail? Well, what if you do fail? Get up and try again. Every failure is preparing you. You will learn more through failure than you will through success. If you'll learn more in the difficult times when it doesn't work, then you'll be good in the good times. There were many times when I was starting out with public speaking when I was embarrassed, heckled, called out on something. But every one of those times, I learned something valuable. I would stay up at night thinking about how I should have responded, how I should have answered, and the next time, I'd nail it. I'd get it right. Before the question was even out of the person's mouth, I would be right there with the answer. It said that if you don't attempt anything, you're not going to get experience. If you don't get experience, you'll never learn. If you never learn, you'll never have success. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Martin Luther King, at the beginning of his career, prayed, "Use me, God. Show me how to take who I am, who I want to be, and what I can do, and use it for a purpose greater than myself." When we come to the end of life, nothing will be more painful, nothing will be more disappointing than to think, what would have happened if I had taken that step of faith? Or who would I have become if I hadn't let that fear hold me back? Where would I be if I hadn't hidden my gifts, hidden my talents, hidden my creativity? Friends, life is short. Stir up what God has put in you. Make the most of this day. Don't let the fear of people, the fear of failure, the fear of being criticized hold you back. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. These were words from the last talk in Memphis that Martin Luther King gave a day or two before he was shot to death. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop, and I don't mind. Like anybody, I'd like to live a long life. Longevity has its place, but I'm not concerned with that now. I just want to do God's will, and He's allowed me to go up on the mountain. And I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. And I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Well, Charu, I don't want anyone judging me. I don't want people talking badly about me. Can I tell you, someone's talking about you right now? Somebody's jealous of your success. Somebody's trying to run you down or discredit you. Now, people are going to talk whether you settle or whether you stretch. So you might as well have people talking about you while you're stretching. The good news is, doesn't matter what people say. They can't keep you from your destiny. What they say does not determine who you are. You don't need to listen to the chatter. Krishna hears what they're saying. He will fight your battles. He will defend your reputation. He will be your vindicator. It is said, fear chases everybody. Fear's nibbling at the heels, circling around the edges of everybody's mind all the time. Here's the key to deal with fear. Fear is afraid of Krishna. Fear is afraid of God. So if you chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, fear is afraid of the holy names of God. That's the antidote for fear. One of the best things that I've learned is that everyone is not supposed to be for you. Everyone is not supposed to like you. You can't even reach your destiny without opposition, without negative chatter, without the critics. A favorite story is told of the legendary a notably tough football coach, Bear Bryant, and it had to do with one of his defensive players who, in a race down the field in the midst of a huge game, overtook an opponent about to score, even though the man with the ball was known to be much faster than him. Later on, he was asked to explain his exceptional performance. Bryant's defensive player described the fear that turned him into a winner. "That guy was running for a touchdown," he said, "but I was running for my life." Fear can actually work in our favor and multiply our strength in cases of emergency. Like a kite, it rises on the wind. Similarly, danger and trouble sometimes prompt us to find and utilize emotional reserves that we never knew were there until a crisis called them into play. Sometimes Krishna sends along a big enemy, a big challenge, causes a betrayal, brings us to the edge of a disaster in order to light us up in an extraordinary way. I've learned that you can talk yourself into your dreams, or with the same amount of energy, you can talk yourself out of your dreams. Our encouragement today is quit telling yourself you can't do it, that you don't have a good personality, you don't have the background, you don't have the education, you don't have the training. Get rid of those excuses and start telling yourself what Krishna says about you. Krishna says, "Mamai vangsa jivaye loke," God, the Almighty, Alpha, Omega, beginning, middle, and end, creator of millions and millions of universes, claims you as his part and parcel. This is the supreme, "Mamai vamse." Twice, from the first person singular, he's claiming all living entities, his ankshas, his parts and parcels, as his beloved children. We are all created from him. He is, just like material bodies are made of flesh and blood and bones, the spiritual form of the Lord also has three components. They are knowledge, bliss, and eternity, Sat, Chit, Ananda. Just like we get our physical body from our physical parents, we get our inner spiritual selves from the body of God. That body is made of knowledge, bliss, and eternity. Being parts of God, we share his qualities. God is creative. We are creative. God is wise. You are wise. God is powerful. You are powerful. God is good looking. You are good looking. Hare Krishna. What are you hiding? Gifts, personality, afraid to come out of the shell, afraid people may not accept you. Don't you think it's time to come out of hiding? Don't you think it's time to let your light shine? Quit hiding your smile. Brighten our day. Quit hiding your encouragement. Go out and lift somebody up. Quit hiding your talent. Make the world a better place. If Krishna has given you the gift to sing, then start singing. If Krishna has given you the gift to write, then start writing. The gift to build, start building. The gift to teach, start teaching. The gifts were not meant to stay hidden. It's not doing you any good, nor is it doing anybody else any good, as long as you keep it to yourself. It's there to be released. Do you know where the wealthiest places in the world are? You might think it'd be in the diamond mines of South Africa, where there are billions of dollars worth of jewels. Or you might think it'd be in the Middle East, where there are the oil fields. The truth is that the wealthiest places in the world are not South Africa or the Middle East, but they're the graveyards. Buried in those graveyards are hidden dreams. Buried there are books that were never written, songs that were never sung, businesses that were never started, inventions never invented, missions never started, temples never built. We're asking you today to release what you have. Krishna did not give you the dream so that it could stay buried. He's expecting you to bring it out, to pursue it, to cultivate it. We have a responsibility. God has entrusted us with gifts and talents, not something to be taken lightly, not something to be taken passively. We need to shake off the complacency and get focused on our inner selves. What could we accomplish if we weeded out those things that are not helping us move forward? Where could you be this time next year If you got rid of the distractions, got rid of the friends who are pulling you down, got rid of the things that are not producing good fruit, and you put all your effort into the one, two, or three main things that Krishna put into your heart. It is said you can do many things good, but you can't do many things great. You and I have been given gifts. God has invested in us and trusted us with valuables. What will you say when God asks, "What did you do with what I gave you?" Are you living fear-based? Are you not willing to get out of your comfort zone? Not putting effort into developing your gift? Have you buried it? Or are you living faith-based? Growing, stretching, increasing, looking for opportunities, grateful that you have the seeds of the Lord Himself inside of you? Are we burying what we should be showing and showing what we should be burying? Instead of showing fear, instead of insecurity, instead of showing doubt, negativity, why don't we try burying all that and start showing our talents, our skills, and our smile? If you will bury your fear and show your faith, you'll see increase. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sometimes we belittle ourselves, declare that we don't have much talent, no great abilities. Here's the key. Your gifts don't always come full blown. Look at a small seed. Doesn't look like much, but one small seed is full of potential. A small seed could have in blueprint form, in embryonic form, a huge oak tree inside of it with ultimately branches spreading out 50 feet in all directions. We shouldn't discount our gifts because it seems small at the moment. There's a story about the preacher Robert Schuller. Robert Schuller often preached about how any fool can count the number of seeds in an apple, but only God can count the number of apples in one seed. One day he got the following letter, which included a little tiny seed in the envelope. The man wrote, "It was 1977, Dr. Schuller, and I lost half my crop. It was a bad, bad year. It was so wet, I couldn't get half of it harvested, and it didn't develop. So at the end of the year in October, I would walk through the fields to try and pick up a bushel here and there, a piece there and there. Amazed, one day, I saw standing by itself a most extraordinary, unusual-looking soybean plant. I walked over, and I was shocked by its size and its good looks. I went and carefully picked off the pods. There were 202 pods, and I opened them, counted out 503 soybeans, took them home, kept them in a pan all winter, and they dried out. Next spring, they seemed special to me. In 1978, I took those 503 soybeans and I planted them in a little plot behind my house. And when October came, I harvested 32 pounds. 32 pounds. I dried those out. And in the winter of 1979, I took those 32 pounds and I planted them on 1 acre. And when October came, I harvested. Now I had 2,409 pounds. And next season, I planted them on 68 acres, which is all the land I had available. In October, just a year ago, I harvested 2,100 bushels and cashed it out for $15,000. Now, Dr. Schuller, one plant, 4 years later, $15,000. Not too bad. Here's your bean. Your gift may seem small, but if you'll develop it, it's going to open big doors. You don't have to have a great gift for God to use you in a great way. Your gift may seem insignificant, but when you release it, the key is that it will multiply. If you stop discounting what you have and start releasing it, Krishna will multiply your talent, multiply your influence, multiply your resources. Krishna does not always choose the strongest, best looking, and most well-connected. He'll often choose that person or ability which seems small, and then he will multiply. Why? Because that shows God's power in a greater way. It's not what you have, but it's what you're doing with what you have. Have you buried it, feeling unqualified, afraid, intimidated? Why? You are a child of the Most High God. You have the seeds of greatness within you. I'm asking you this evening to get that dream out. Get that book out. Get that temple out. Get that restaurant out. Release it and watch what Krishna can do. He'll take you where you could not go on your own. He'll cause you to exceed your expectations. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Your gift may seem too small. The obstacle looks way too big. But God is saying to you tonight, hello, you mighty heroes of faith. Because Krishna sees not just who you are now, he also sees who you can become. Why don't you stir up that gift? Why don't you stir up what's in your heart? Krishna would not have put it there if he wasn't going to bring it to pass. We're asking you today to come out of hiding. Your gifts, your talents, your dreams, they've been buried long enough. It's time to step up into who Krishna's created you to be. Don't bury your talent. Instead, bury your fear and start releasing your talents. If you do this, you're going to accomplish dreams that look bigger than you thought possible. You're going to overcome obstacles that look insurmountable. You're going to open doors that previously were closed. Your faith is going to push you past your fear. You're going to see the multiplication of your joy, multiplication of your peace, multiplication of your strength. You're going to places you never thought possible in this life, and back to home, back to Godhead in the next life.